From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama outlines a plan for closing the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Keep in mind, this process involves extensive and careful coordination across our federal government to ensure that our national security interests are met when an individual is transferred to another country.
Mr. Obama asked Congress to be on what he called the right side of history, but Republicans have already criticized the proposal. A senior administration official said closing the prison is a national security priority. He says the facility has inspired jihadists and has served as a recruiting tool for terrorists. Some U.S. lawmakers are expressing skepticism about Russia's commitment to a new ceasefire plan for Syria. In a Tuesday hearing on the State Department's proposed budget, lawmakers sought assurances from Secretary of State John Kerry that Russia would curb its bombing campaign over Syria. Kerry responded that the administration is devising an alternative plan should several of the parties fail to abide by the ceasefire. Senate Foreign Relations Committee members pressed Kerry on a number of issues, including the normalization of ties with Cuba and the implementation of the Iran nuclear agreement. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday after meeting with Mr. Nkurunziza, opposition leaders, and civil society groups in Bujumbura. The UN chief said that all sides have promised to engage in what he called inclusive dialogue. Ban said Tuesday that Burundi's president had promised to release 2,000 people detained during months of unrest. This is VOA News. Republicans in Nevada are going to caucus sites at this hour in the latest contest in the U.S. presidential campaign. Businessman Donald Trump looks poised to gain yet another victory there. Late polls show Trump leading his Republican challengers with about 40% support. The next presidential nominating contest for Democrats is in South Carolina. That'll take place on Saturday. Senate Republicans appear to be hardening their stand against considering any Supreme Court nominee put forth by President Barack Obama. Mr. Obama is expected to soon nominate a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Senator James Inhofe Tuesday proclaimed no hearings, and Senator Lindsey Graham said he would not even meet with an Obama nominee. The head of the U.S. Pacific Command, Admiral Harry Harris, told the Senate Armed Services Committee on Tuesday that China is militarizing the South China Sea despite a pledge not to do so. An independent U.S. research group, the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies, has just released a study saying China is building a radar system throughout the disputed islands it holds in the South China Sea. These developments come as Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi visits the United States. Wang met Tuesday with Secretary of State John Kerry. The two diplomats say they have made significant progress in one area. They are hopeful of reaching an agreement in the near future on a new United Nations Security Council resolution for tougher measures against North Korea after its recent nuclear and missile tests, violations of international obligations.
There now have been several flagrant violations of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. And those violations threaten not only the peninsula, but they also are a threat to international peace and security.
Kerry added that a sanctions draft is in the appropriate evaluative stage. The International Organization for Migration reports more than 100,000 refugees and migrants have crossed the Mediterranean Sea into Greece and Italy this year. Lisa Schlein has more.
UN human rights monitors say two people were killed in election-related incidents last week, one as police broke up in...
Well, obviously, that's the wrong report. We'll try again with that later. The United Nations has accused Afghan and international forces of executing two patients and a 15-year-old boy in a joint raid on a hospital in central Afghanistan. The UN says the alleged incident occurred on February 18th in Wardak province. Direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban-led insurgent groups are expected to start by the first week of March. Pakistan has offered to host those negotiations. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.